Welcome back to Chapter 8. Now, this time we're talking about rules and systems. So Michael Dell, CEO of Dell, is going to kick us off with his quote, "You don't need to be a genius or a visionary, or even a college graduate for that matter, to be successful. You just need framework and a dream." Just gotta love that one. In this chapter, we have actually 5 tips. So here we go. Tip 67. Implement written rules of basic conduct. Imagine playing a game. Take Monopoly, for example. If you don't know the rules of the game, how do you know how many homes you need to buy before you can buy a hotel? None? 2? 4? In business, we often assume that we and our staff are playing the game following the same rules. In reality, however, where no rules are stated, everyone makes up their own. Very important. Most likely, they're not the same for different members of your staff and yourself. Set some simple rules in place. Write them down. Agree on ways to listen to each other. Make agreements. Communicate and be in integrity with each other. DC Cordova, CEO of Accelerated Business Schools and Money and You, says this. Why are rules so important? Because in the absence of rules, people make up their own. And I've seen that happen time and time again, and it's very important that we realize this as top-notch CEO, and as I said, at least set up the rules that are necessary for basic conduct. Tip 68. Keep the right balance between working on the business and in the business. A top-notch CEO focuses as much time as reasonable working on the business rather than in the business. That means you must put in time on strategic focus, marketing, providing leadership, establishing accountability structure, procedures, systems, and more. All of this is foundational to the services or products your company offers to your clients. Depending on your situation, working on and in your business needs to be balanced, and that balance will change. In the beginning, working only on your business is probably not possible, but you must do a fair amount of it. If in the long run you stay with working mostly in your business, the growth of your company will be limited. Quote, "Most entrepreneurs are merely technicians. With an entrepreneurial seizure, most entrepreneurs fail because you are working in your business rather than on your business." Michael Gerber, American author of E-Myth, and founder of Michael E. Gerber Companies. That brings us to tip 69. Create tracks for your business train to run on. Imagine you have a train. Every time the train leaves the station, you need to lay down new tracks right in front of it so the train can keep going. Make sense? Not really. The same holds true in your business. As soon as possible, you want to build tracks for your train to run on. This means you establish systems, processes, procedures that you can use over and over again. Keep them as simple as reasonably possible and only as complex as needed. You can refine them further over time. That's the thing. If you don't have a system, refining something over time is very difficult. Build appropriate tracks on which your business train can run, and you are well on your way to becoming a level 2 company. Technology is supposed to make your lives easier, allowing us to do things more quickly and efficiently. But so often it seems to make things harder, leaving us with 50-button remote controls, digital cameras with hundreds of mysterious features, book-length manuals, and cars with dashboard systems worthy of a space shuttle. And that was said by James Surowiecki, American journalist and staff writer at The New Yorker. Tip 70. Evaluate if you are burning dollars in your operation. If your business is not doing as well as you think it should or could, do not exclusively focus on more sales. It's true that often a business needs improvements in its sales and marketing, and perhaps significant ones. However, in many cases, we often find substantial unnecessary expenditures in operations. Sometimes those expenditures are so high that simply focusing on more sales is not the quickest solution to the problem of achieving profits and cash flow. For example, if your company does not have a system for effectively planning and scheduling of the work, you may be losing a lot of money there. Not tracking your actual costs for a given service or product is problematic, to say the least, because without cost tracking, you do not know whether your pricing works and what even your margins are. Here's a quote. People who do not respect money don't have any.
Huh.
That was said by J. Paul Getty, American industrialist, founder of the Getty Oil Company. Tip 71. Don't rest on your success. When you are very successful, you must not rest on that success and assume you are on top of everything. Remember, no matter what, there are always blind spots, especially when your company is growing rapidly. It is easy to get so focused on next milestones and new challenges you face that you can lose sight of some foundational aspects. Old ways of team communication often break down as the number of employees grows quickly. Existing systems might not scale smoothly to the new size of the company. The need to appropriately train new or existing employees might go undetected until mistakes, accidents, or outright disasters happen. Here's the quote. Robert Murdoch, CEO of 21st Century Fox, says this: "The world is changing very fast. Big will not beat small anymore. It will be the fast beating the slow." Okay, well, that's it for this chapter. 5 tips, very important tips. So please use your worksheet and write down your ideas as you read this or listen to this. And I look forward to connecting with you during our next session. Ciao!